Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive danger and determination in a Drylands path as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 148 penned by Kallam Palanar. Set in the drylands of the Pali landscape, the verse speaks in the confident voice of the confidant to the lady about the man's harsh journey in search of wealth. Vannam nokiyum, menmuli kuriyum, ni avan varudal atrai yana tam todangi alvinai pirindor, indre nedungayam pularnda neeril neel idai, sengal mara attu ampudai porundi, vangu silai maravar veengu nilai anjadu, கல் அலை செறிந்த வள்வுகிர் பினவின் இன் புனிற்று இடும்பை தீர சினம் சிறந்து செங்கன் இரும்புளி கோல்வள் ஏற்றை உயர் மறுப்பு ஒருத்தல் புகர்முகம் பாயும் அருஞ்சுரம் இறப்ப என்ப வருந்தேன் தோழி வாய்க்க அவர் செலவே. Gently, the poem opens with menmoli kuriyum, meaning speaking soft words. The scene that we have encountered many a time in these dry regions, neer il neel idai, referring to long roads without a drop of water, appears once again. Vangu silai maravar brings to the fore bandits who stand with curved bows. Shortly thereafter, there's a female that has given sweet birth in Pinavin in Puniru. Accompanying this female is a male with the strength to kill a red-eyed tiger, revealed by the words Sengan Irumbuli Kolval Yetrei. In spite of these furious images, the poem ends with Varundhen, meaning I will worry not. Let's explore further to understand the depth of this conviction. The man and lady have been leading a happy married life when the time comes for the man to leave her in order to seek wealth for their family. After the man has departed, the lady pines for the man. To her, the confidant says, "Thinking about your delicate beauty, speaking gentle words, your man said to you, 'You will not be able to bear the journey with me thither.' He then started on the journey to fulfill his destiny to seek wealth and thus parted from you. Today, he traverses that waterless long path with dried up lakes where near the red-stemmed maravam trees, groups of bandits stand with bows arched. But the Lord fears them not. In the rocky caves nearby, the sharp-clawed female has just given birth to young cubs and roves with hunger. To quell its fury, the red-eyed huge male tiger, with the strength to kill, pounces on a long-tusked elephant in that harsh dryland's path. I worry not that he walks on these dangerous roads, my friend. May he succeed in his mission." With these words, the confidant reveals why the man had to journey alone and further adds that she believes he will end his mission to his satisfaction and will soon return to the lady. Time for detours in this journey through the desert of separation. With the opening lines, we understand that men considered women to be too delicate to accompany them on their journey to the outer world to seek wealth. Although the lady requests to go with him, the man declares that she doesn't have the strength to bear the journey. So he embarks on his endeavor all alone, and the confidant mentions that the man is heard to be traversing a land where all the lakes have dried up and there's not a spot of water to come by. To add to the danger, highway robbers await these rugged paths with arched bows. But the confidant paints a brave portrait of the man, saying he has no fear for them. The spot where these bandits are to be found adds further color to the scene, for the confidant mentions that they hide near the red-stemmed maravam trees. These are the trees commonly known as gum arabic tree, and they are said to shed a reddish glue from the barks. The trees are bleeding red, and so is a young female tiger that has just given birth to cubs, full of fury and hunger. The male tiger dares to pounce on a strong male elephant in order to serve a fit feast for this new mother. The confidant mentions this to say such is the path the man traverses, and yet she worries not about him. She says the right thing to do is to wish him all the success he desires. By mentioning the male tiger that dares to attack an elephant for the sake of its female, the confidant hides a deep metaphor for the man facing all the dangers in his path so as to lead a happy life with the lady. She gently nudges the lady to focus on all the positive attributes of the man and bear the separation. Words of optimism which declare that all it takes is belief to bring back a beloved no matter how far away. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.